RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Doug Harsh, Jeff Rieger in our studios with Gator out today. We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment.
Doug,
fan.
I'm dying to know. What's your take? Rico and I talked about this on Christmas Eve for like 2 hours when it became known that he was going to have his press conference. Listen. DK should not have done what he did, obviously. This fan, Ryan Kennedy, though, don't you feel like he's still heckling by using DK's full name, which we thought was the reason DK reacted to begin with?
I struggle mightily with understanding the
heckle.
The heckle and the mentality of the heckle. And so I can't... I would advise people not to do it.
Well, in this day and age, definitely don't do it. Back in the old days at like Tiger Stadium, this might come as a shock. So don't be too surprised. I have a very loud voice, Doug. I used to be a master heckler and I kept it clean, always above board. But as a heckler, your whole goal is to get a reaction. So this guy, 15 years, he's been going to Lions game. He knows what he's doing. He's looking for that reaction. And again, DK can't do what he did, but I don't have a whole lot of sympathy for the heckler because he went out there with the intent of getting the reaction. He moved down a row so DK could get to him. And then he's kind of surprised that everybody's coming at him. Now, I feel for him, I guess, because everybody thinks he used a racial slur and he called the presser just to say that he didn't. But
I don't feel for him if he used the slur.
Well, no, and apparently he did not. We're led to believe, but don't do it to begin with. Just go to the game. And yeah, I feel like a hypocrite because I used to do it.
Well, I mean, maybe you're growing up, Jeff. I see
that's
little evidence
hard to
of that.
Believe.
I see little evidence of that,
yes,
but it's possible.
Thanks for pointing that out. Very quickly, you had that line ready to go, I noticed.
No, I don't know. Like, I think people sometimes want to be part of the story, and I don't think they realize that maybe you really don't want to be part of the story. Like, I'm not sure this is the attention you want. Now, maybe the heckler, the Kennedy dude, is getting exactly what he wanted out of this. I would argue this is not what you want.
Well, especially...
You don't want attention for this.
Right, especially if everybody thinks that you're a racist.
I mean, well, yeah, I mean, that especially that. But even so, even if you heckle someone to the point where you get the response, I always think... Like walking into the corporate world and sitting down in a boardroom and you're that guy. Like, is that really? I don't know. It's just, I mean, I guess everybody doesn't have, I don't know that everybody has aspirations for walking into boardrooms in a corporate situation, but I think you start kind of limiting yourself a little bit. If you're gonna be that guy, you might put yourself behind the eight ball in some other world parts of life. So,
there's always a great career waiting for you in sports radio. Just one quick text. It says, pretty sure the guy just wanted a signature. Well, I'm pretty sure he would have said that. Hey, man, I was just down there trying to get DK to sign my jersey. But now, the fact that, again, we were led to believe DK was upset because this fan used his full name.
Yep.
And then he continues to use it. It's almost like I called this press conference to continue to heckle you, is what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, I don't know that this is the kind of attention you want. I think some people, it's exactly what they want, and I'm not wired that way. So I don't, to each their own, I guess. I would advise against taking a heckling so far that you have an altercation with a player. Putting yourself in a position where you're in, you said he moved down to the front row. Has that been reported?
Moved. He moved. His seat was in the second row, and then he moved. So the interaction was take place.
He got closer to where there could be a physical altercation, which.
Right. And neither side is here.
I'm just not. It's not my thing, man. I don't know how. I don't know what goes into it, and I don't understand what you think the end game is here.
It's wild. We had a security guard call up the other day, and he said he's been going for every game. This guy is loud and boisterous. So maybe DK's the one guy that took exception. I don't know. I just have never heard of a fan calling a press conference just to say,
well,
hey, man.
I would want my name cleared.
I
didn't say it. I'm not sure it does it either, but I would definitely want my name cleared. But if that wasn't the... I mean, you said he used his full name again. He was still kind of trolling.
Yes. Well,
if I was his attorney, I would be like, dude, just don't do that. It's like Scott Boras and his limericks. If Scott Boras represented me, I'd kindly ask him to stop with the silly little Dr. Seuss rhymes when it comes to talking about my future.
The Tarek Barrick?
Yeah, I think it's absurd. At a professional level to have somebody representing you doing that. And if I were the representative of this kid, I'd tell him no more trolling. If you want people to take you seriously, you step up there and you just say, I never said that. I want that abundantly clear. And I've got witnesses around me. I'd have people that were around me that could attest to that.
But wild.
That's me.
Wild. Yeah.
You love this story? Is that what I'm sensing here?
I can't get enough of this story. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yes.
Yeah.
I dig it.
Even though you are no longer heckler guy.
No, I can relate to this guy.
Now,
I can relate to the story. A couple different times, I got the reaction of an athlete. And now I feel like a schmuck. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, I feel like I probably should not have acted that way. But at the time, I was kind of all about... do you remember Mike Henneman?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember one time we were right at Tiger Stadium. He was playing for the Rangers at the time. And we were the Rangers were walking on the bus trying to leave the game. And we were just hanging out watching all these Texas Rangers walk on the bus. And I yelled out, I was like 15, nice outing, Mike. Now, he didn't even pitch. He took a step on the bus, got off the bus, got right in my face. And he said, what are you, some kind of effing He-Man? You have a couple beers and you think you can say whatever you want? And I'm like, Mike, I can't drink. I'm only 15. And everybody laughed around me, and I felt pretty good about myself. And now I kind of feel like an idiot for having that happened, but oh well.
The only time I did anything like this is growing up as a big San Diego Padre fan. My hero was Tony Gwynn.
Okay.
I went to a game at Wrigley Field and was sitting in the right field bleachers. And I just kept yelling at him and trying to get his attention, like, Tony, you're the guru, you're the best. I kept calling him the guru for some reason. He never, ever responded. And I don't know if people know this, but he played basketball at San Diego State and like was the career, Mountain West career assist leader forever, or whatever league they were in. He was a great point guard at San Diego State. And finally, like the eighth inning, and I'm probably 6-7 beers deep, I yell out to him, hey, Tony, we're running full after the game. We need a point guard. And he turns and pretends he's shooting a basketball.
And how I'm like, good did that feel?
I thought it was awesome, but I wasn't heckling him. I was like paying homage to him. But then the bleacher creatures in Wrigley realized he could hear them, and they just started to abuse him. I mean, abuse him.
and how did that make it feel, Doug?
I felt terrible. I was like, well, that wasn't worth it because now my guy is getting abused. But that's the only time I had any kind of interaction. And I was doing it in a loving way because he was my favorite player. And so
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Anyway, that's my one story. But as far as this guy's concerned, if he's clearing his name and he didn't do it, good for him. Sure. If he's still heckling him, I mean, are people really going to take you seriously if you're still trying to heckle him from the podium by using his full name, which he apparently took issue with?
Right. That's all I'm saying. I mean, but by the way, it seems like the heckle
DK's
continues.
A moron, too.
Oh, DK's 100%.
I mean, you just can't do that. How much it's actually costing him is unbelievable to me.
Well, he's lucky because the Steelers already said they're not going to void the contract, right? So he's not going to lose his millions, but he's losing $450,000 for having to sit out the two games. And by the way, the Steelers still need to lock up the division championship, right? So you kind of want your star receiver to play in those games. I agree with you. DK, a moron for how he reacted. This fan, ridiculous for how he decided to go about it. DK's got to be better at the end of the day, but I hate that this fan called that press conference. It kills me.
Well, would you, if you were accused of that, would you call a press conference?
If I was,
I would have an attorney. I'd actually have an attorney release a statement.
Issue a statement and then be done with it. So I guess he said in the cut that people are threatening his family. Now, whether that's true or not, obviously he can only tell us. I get what you're saying because you're accused of something like that. I'm sure that could affect your job. Word gets out. There's articles written about it. Maybe you get fired. So, yes, you want to clear your name 100%. But by listening to him, and all we can go on is how he sounded. Hell, do you got the cut? We could play it again.
Yeah, I'm about to play it. I just want to say, I agree, Rieger. Like, I'm not doubting that he's gotten some threats and things like that, but if it's really that bad and you think it's that serious, stop trolling DK and just ask him to tell people that you didn't use a racial slur.
Right, doesn't it seem like he's...
Instead, he uses his full name again, so it must not be that bad because he's using this opportunity to troll him once again.
I think he's committed to...
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.